As one of America's largest financial services companies, Nationwide supports financial professionals with client-friendly resources and innovative solutions to help create greater retirement security for their clients. Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Broadcasting live to New York, Bloomberg 1130, to Washington, D.C., Bloomberg 991, to Boston, Bloomberg 1200, to San Francisco, Bloomberg 960, to the country, Sirius XM Channel 119, and around the globe, the Bloomberg Radio Plus app and Bloomberg.com. This is Bloomberg Surveillance.
And good morning. I'm Karen Moscow, along with Tom Keene and Michael McKee. And the opening bell brought to you by SEI. Have evolving investor and regulatory demands affected your investment firm's operational readiness? Imagine transforming your business with SEI's global platform at SEIC.com/imagine. And stocks are higher at the open. The S&P 500 up 0.2% or 3 points to 1933. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 0.2% or 30 points to 16,515. NASDAQ's up 0.3% or 12 points to 45.55. 10-year Treasury up 0.7, the yield 1.72%. Yield on the 2-year, 0.72%. NYMEX crude oil down 0.8% or 27 cents to $31.88 a barrel. COMEX gold is down 0.6% or $7.20 to $12.31.80 an ounce. And the euro, $1.0994. The yen, 112.86. Tom and Mike.
Karen, thanks so much. He is upon us. Joseph Weisenthal, I noticed the success of Bloomberg Markets the other day, like Facebook follows and Twitter follows. It's really getting some traction.
Yeah, it's great. I think the content that we produce at Bloomberg, the stories that we do, the TV, there's a great appetite for it on the internet. Sophisticated markets and economics commentary. People like it.
Have you seen his entourage, Michael McKee? It stretches halfway to Park Avenue. It's amazing what he's got going.
Followers, it's more like.
The entourage on negative interest rates is extraordinary. You say there's some calm out there. I don't see it because are we going to see from where you sit, is there a prediction of ever more negative interest rates?
Well, I just think it's striking how fast the conversation changes. I mean, I think that there are still anxieties about where this leads to, what it does to banks in the long term. But look, 2 weeks ago, you couldn't, swing a cat without seeing a story about markets revolting against negative interest rates, concerns that they were really bad for the economy. Now I haven't seen one in weeks. What's changed? Nothing. The only thing that's changed is that markets have gone up, and so people have changed their story. But they're still with us. I think one of the things that's really striking, the Japan 40-year government bond. I didn't even know until last night that Japan had a 40-year. Everyone knows there's a 30-year. The yield on the 40-year now has fallen below 1%. I mean, it seems conceivable that in a month we'll be back here talking about how Japan has negative rates out to 40 years. Absolutely extraordinary. A lot of this decline in yields coming since Japan, the Bank of Japan, went to negative rates.
They've got a bond that's going to mature in March of 2055. Tom will be there.
And I'll be there. His clipping cash. A coupon.
Will you take 1% on your money till 2055? Does that sound good
to you? I remember my grandfather.
95 basis points right now.
My grandfather showing me his bond blotter the first time he got a 3% coupon. And he said that was unimaginable.
Yeah.
To get it was so you really wonder, do we go back to that length of time? What are you observing about G20 this weekend? We've done very little on it. And it's Thursday. But is there any buzz other than it's a junket and a photo op?
No. I mean, I think a few weeks ago, some people had talked about this idea of some coordinated global currency intervention. That just seems so far-fetched. It doesn't feel like anything on that front is going to happen. But, you know, again, these ideas were put forth during what felt like a period of much more panic. It just doesn't feel like there's the political will, particularly in the United States, to have the Fed or the Treasury or anyone else extend political capital to try to manipulate markets this way. So there might be some commentary about currencies, but Right now, it doesn't feel like we're going to get anything major.
It's internally inconsistent in the sense that different countries want the dollar to go different ways for their own reasons, so it wouldn't do anybody any good. But it does get to the point you were making with negative interest rates that a lot of this seems to be people who got so used to regulators or supervisors, the Fed, saving them somehow,
yeah,
that they can't imagine a world where they may be on their own. And so the minute the markets go down, you got to do something for us.
Yeah, and I think that's also one of the really sort of remarkable stories in the last several weeks, how calm the Fed has been during the panic. It never gave any strong hints of a backtrack. It's just been steady. Well, they keep saying the same thing, data dependent.
Yeah.
And the Fed has never really given any inclination that they're going to suddenly freeze up and reverse course or anything like that.
If you're just joining us, Joe Weisenthal of Bloomberg Markets with us across many platforms. Joe, this is an important question and timely for you. I'm on the war path about media types particularly, but a lot of other people as well, but media types who personalize the behavior idea that the markets are, quote-unquote,
yes,
telling institutions like the Fed what to do. All of my theory in finance and investment says that is total malarkey.
Yeah,
you have lived this first at Business Insider and here, this personalization.
Yes, the anthropomorphization of the markets is very strange. It's usually people projecting their own biases onto what they would like, and then they read that into the markets. Look, obviously investors have ideas. Investors have ideas about whether long or short. Investors want to see this policy or that policy. But then when it's all synthesized into a market, into a price, it's really ludicrous to say, oh, there's some clear signal, there's some clear message that markets are telling us. I think often that the idea is very strange to me.
And Mike and I fight this every day, but it's really come up recently. And Mike, I think in a lot of conversations, this idea that the market has a mind.
Well,
the market's out to get Stanley Fisher.
Everybody keeps going back to the old formulation about how many recessions the market has called. And the Fed has always opposed negative interest rates, and how it ever became a meme that they would be considering it, I have no idea.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the Fed takes an academic approach, and they were asked, is this something that you've studied? And
they said no.
They said, sure, among all the different ideas, of course, we've studied everything. And then people took that as a message, perhaps, that it might be imminent, but it doesn't feel like it, especially given how inconsistent that would be with the data, with the solid CPI data that we got last week, the ongoing jobs data, the idea that we're at some risk of the Fed dramatically reversing course and going negative doesn't jibe on multiple levels.
1 minute. Gold. New bull market? What's the research? What are your 18 stories on this say?
The research on gold says that it's basically all a function of real interest rates. And so if you think that we're going to go into another serious easing cycle, and we're going to get higher volatility, then sure, go long gold. And if you don't think we're going to go into a real easing cycle or some sort of crater, then it's hard to make an argument for gold. But it does seem like it's that simple. It's an expressed view on one scenario or the other.
Joe Weisenthal, thank you so much.
Thank
you. Bloomberg Markets, stopping by today. Look for him on, 4 p.m. is the
4
exact
p.m.
moment?
Wall Street time.
3:59:30 Wall Street time.
Yes, exactly.
He will darken the door of Bloomberg Television.
Thank you.
As well. Green on the screen, and it's sort of a massively indeterminate market. Weisenthal working 6 hours today. Up 55. The VIX 20.71. And it's just sort of like, Mike, it's just sort of there.
Yeah.
Right?
But just sort of their day, I think people might be ready for that.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, there's a nice tone to it. We did note Restoration Hardware, David Wilson, with an important comment on Restoration Hardware, really having a tough time of it. RH is the symbol. I got a 5-day chart up. Yeah, we're 52-ish, and right now we're enjoying 39-ish. Can we use plunge for that?
No. Not going to do it.
I think it's sort of a – we'll have to look. That's a big drop. We'll have to look at that.
All right.
Restoration Hardware. We'll look at that soon.
It is Bloomberg Surveillance brought to you by Volvo Cars White Plains. Visit VolvoCarsWhitePlains.com. Here is John Tucker with the latest news headlines.
And Michael and Tom Husted will be the site of tonight's Republican presidential debate with Donald Trump rivals getting one more chance to try to derail the GOP frontrunner before Super Tuesday. There is a state of emergency in Virginia. That's where four people were killed after tornadoes damaged homes, left thousands without power across the state. World Health Organization says women breastfeeding their babies in countries hit by the Zika virus should continue to do so. And look out, Hollywood, February. China broke the global box office record for a single week. $557 million in ticket sales. These are all local films. The big draw there, Mermaid. A quirky comedy from director Stephen Chow about a mermaid who falls in love with a real estate tycoon she sent to assassinate. The highest grossing film of all time in China. Another one I'm not going to see. Global news, 24 hours a day, powered by our 2,400 journalists in more than 150 news bureaus around the world. I'm John Tucker. Tom.
Was that for your Oscar consideration?
This is not among the films being considered for the Oscars. Sunday, the Oscars. Your pick?
Oh, are they? I didn't know that.
Reverent, yeah. I would say.
I just am, a full disclosure, folks,
didn't
I'm not
it.
On top of the story. Yeah, you know,
I got to
catch up fast.
We're all big short fans here. They may not win.
Yeah, big short.
We've got a dog in the fight.
We do have a dog in the fight. Green and red on the screen. NASDAQ 100 down fractionally. The Dow up 43 points. Continue with us, please. Michael McKee and Tom Keene, Bloomberg Surveillance.
Bloomberg Surveillance brought to you by New York Community Bank and New York Commercial Bank, the NYCB family of banks. Bank with confidence anywhere you see the NYCB logo throughout the New York Metro. Visit NYCBfamily.com.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.